Police in Salt Lake City are scheduled to hold a news conference at this hour to discuss the case of rescued kidnap victim Elizabeth Smart. The 15-year-old was found yesterday in a Salt Lake City suburb after 9 months in captivity. She's now home with her family. Two people have been jailed in suspicion of aggravated kidnapping. Police handling of this case may itself become the focus of an investigation, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Some in Elizabeth Smart's family and in the Salt Lake City community are not surprised that it was this 911 call from a citizen on the street and not police busting into a dingy apartment that got the 15-year-old rescued.
911.
Yes, could you tell me, is this where I call if I think I see that Emmanuel they're looking for?
This is. Where do you think you see him at?
I think he is right here across from Southtown Mall on State Street, and he's with two ladies.
One of the two ladies turned out to be Elizabeth Smart, hidden by a wig and veil. Emmanuel was the man the caller had seen on television as a possible suspect in Smart's disappearance. The attention to Emmanuel resulted more from the Smart family's efforts than from the police investigation. He once did some roofing work at the Smart home. 4 months after Elizabeth's kidnapping, the only witness to the abduction said Emmanuel might have been the culprit. That was Elizabeth's younger sister, Mary Catherine. As recently as Tuesday, the Smart family complained police were not doing enough to find Emmanuel. Elizabeth's father, Ed, made that point again today.
And I hope if there is one lesson to be learned, that when there is an eyewitness there and thinks that it is someone, that it's not just one of 250, that person goes to the top of the list.
Salt Lake City Mayor Rocky Anderson apparently agrees. Anderson's spokesman tells NPR that the mayor shares Ed Smart's concern. The police investigation, the spokesman says, will probably be reviewed. Police are already on the defensive because they seem to settle into a theory that kept them from pursuing Emmanuel more aggressively. They focused instead on another man, a former Smart handyman and ex-con who died suddenly in August. Dwayne Baird is spokesman for Salt Lake City Police.
Well, we were focused on lots of areas. There's just been a lot of leads that we've had to follow, and this was one of them.
Do you regret not following this lead more?
I'm not going to talk about regrets. I think we've got her home safe, and that's where we want her. You know, we can always Monday morning quarterback this to death, but the fact of the matter is it turned out the way we wanted it to. And the way the family wanted it too.
The question is made more poignant by the fact that people now seeing Emmanuel's photograph say they saw him with a young veiled girl on many occasions in the past few months. Emmanuel and the girl stayed in an apartment for a week just a block from police headquarters. They were photographed at a party not far from Smart's home. And Emmanuel is widely recognized as a homeless street preacher. He's more formally identified now as Brian David Mitchell. Pamela Atkinson is a homeless advocate who has encountered Mitchell many times. She says he believed he was God and perhaps wanted more adherence than just his wife, Wanda.
I think he was trying to get followers and whether, you know, he expected that he could get another wife. Wanda was very quiet. Her eyes would be downcast. And perhaps, you know, he was looking for a second or third Wanda.
Police have said nothing yet about motive. They're holding Mitchell and his wife on suspicion of aggravated kidnapping. Ed Smart tried to quell speculation today that Elizabeth was not held against her will. She'd been brainwashed, he said, and feared for her life. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.